Evo Devo, 2019, 1023 Babinus et al. Evo Devo https://doi.org/10.1186/S13227-019-0138-1. Open access. Research. Genomic analysis of the tryptome reveals molecular mechanisms of gland cell evolution. Leslie S. Babinus 1, Joseph F. Ryan 1.2, Camille Enjolras 1 and Mark Q. Martindale 1.2. Abstract background. Understanding the drivers of morphological diversity is a persistent challenge in evolutionary biology. Here, we investigate functional diversification of secretory cells in the sea anemone Nematostella victensis to understand the mechanisms promoting cellular specialization across animals. Results: we demonstrate regionalized expression of gland cell subtypes in the internal ectoderm of N. victensis and show that adult gland cell identity is acquired very early in development. A phylogenetic survey of trypsins across animals suggests that this gene family has undergone numerous expansions. We reveal unexpected diversity in trypsin protein structure and show that trypsin diversity arose through independent acquisitions of non-trypsin domains. Finally, we show that trypsin diversification in N. victensis was effected through a combination of tandem duplication, exon shuffling, and retrotransposition. Conclusions: together, these results reveal the numerous evolutionary mechanisms that drove trypsin duplication and divergence during the morphological specialization of cell types and suggest that the secretory cell phenotype is highly adaptable as a vehicle for novel secretory products. Keywords: trypsin, novelty, organelle evolution, secretion, cnidarian, domain evolution, cell type specialization introduction. The development of new tissue layers provides the opportunity to spatially segregate cell types, enabling the compartmentalization of different functions. Cnidarians are diploblasts, comprised of an internal endodermal epithelium separated from an external ectodermal epithelium by a largely acellular matrix called mesogly. Anthozoans, corals, sea anemones, and their kin are unusual among cnidarians in their possession of internal tissues, pharynx and mesenteries, that arise by secondary epithelial fold morphogenesis following completion of gastrulation. 1. Additional growth and differentiation of both internalized layers result in the morphogenesis of the pharynx and mesenteries and in an adult form quite different from that of medusozoans. In anthozoans, both layers, endoderm and ectoderm, are in contact with the gastric cavity, whereas in medusozoans, and, indeed, correspondence, Babinus, at, whitney.ufl.edu 1 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Most other animals, the gastrovascular cavity is lined only by endoderm. The secondary internalization of both ectoderm and endoderm in anthozoans provided a new opportunity for compartmentalization of cell functions and may have facilitated the expansion of novel cell types through regionalized cell type specialization. Nematostella victensis, the starlet sea anemone, has become a valuable model for studies of animal body plan evolution, 2-6, yet, little is known about the extent of cell diversity in the tissues that comprise the pharynx and mesenteries. The endodermal component of the mesenteries houses the germ cell precursors and two types of muscle cells, and the few recent studies of the mesenteries in Nematostella have focused largely on these endodermal functions, 7-9. The ectodermal component of the mesenteries is known to be populated by cnidocytes and gland cells, 10. And two recent studies demonstrated the expression of multiple proteases in the mesenteries of N. victensis, 11, 12. Trypsins are the largest family of proteases, and although they have diverse functions, most trypsins are secreted to the extracellular environment and are, therefore, expressed. Copyright sign, the author, S., 2019. This article is distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, http:// creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The Creative Commons Public Domain Dedication Waiver, http://creativecommons.org/publicdomain01.0, applies to the data made available in this article, unless otherwise stated. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, Enzymogen type gland cells, 13. A previous study cataloging trypsin diversity from prokaryotes and eukaryotes identified 75 trypsins in the genome of N. vitensis, 14, suggesting that the few cell types identified anatomically as zymogen gland cells, 10, may belie the digestive capacity of the mesenteries. We sought to understand the evolutionary mechanisms promoting functional diversification at the cell and tissue levels in the mesenteries of N. vitensis, and to characterize the evolutionary history of a large super family of proteases expressed abundantly in the mesenteries. Building on a previous study using RNA-seq to characterize the expression profile of the mesenteries in N. vitensis, 11. We show that the continuous epithelium comprising the internal ectoderm in N. vitensis is partitioned into different regions associated with distinct morphologies and functions. Additionally, we show numerous lineage-specific expansions of trypsins and that trypsin diversification arises through novel domain acquisition. Finally, we propose a model by which the expansion of trypsins may have promoted specialization of gland cell subtypes in cnidarians. Page 2 of 18. Results: morphology and function of the internal ectoderm. We examined the fine structure of the internal and external ectoderm in the region of the mouth of N. vitensis during feeding for evidence of morphological and functional variation. Fig 1. Cells in the external ectoderm around the mouth are organized into a low cuboidal type epithelium that covers the closed mouth between feeding events. Fig 1AD. In the presence of prey, the pharynx is partially everted, exposing the tall columnar epithelium of the pharyngeal ectoderm, figure 1EG. After passing through the pharynx, figure 1H, ingested prey remains in contact with the ectodermal portion of the mesenteries, which is populated by cnidocytes and gland cells, figure 1IK. The pharyngeal ectoderm contains numerous distinct electron-dense, zymogen-secreting, and electron-lucent, mucus-secreting, gland cells, Fig 2AF. The adjacent non-secretory cells in this epithelium have distinctive apical electron-dense vesicles, Fig 2F. The proximal region of the mesentery, adjacent to the body wall, is comprised of endoderm, while the distal portion, the free edge, is comprised of ectoderm, Figure 2G, 10, 12, 15. The Figure 1 morphology of the pharynx and mesenteries: a adult polyp BD polyps at rest, the pharyngeal ectoderm, green, is retracted inside the oral ectoderm, yellow, e.g. partial eversion of pharynx occurs during capture handling of prey, Artemia sp, indicated by HJ, ingested prey passes through the mouth and pharynx and remains in contact with the ectoderm, white arrows, of the mesenteries during digestion, colored arrow indicates endoderm of mesenteries. Pigmentation from consumption of Artemia K cnidocytes, black arrow, and gland cells, green arrow are restricted to the ectoderm of the mesenteries. L. The external ectoderm of the tentacles, TN, orange, and oral region, or yellow, is continuous with the internal ectoderm of the pharynx, PH, green, and mesenteries, ME, purple. C, D, F, G, K, L are Dick micrographs. D, G, L are false colored. E, H are oral views, the remaining images are lateral oblique views. Dotted lines in D, G, K denote position of mesogly. White arrowheads point to the mouth, black arrowheads denote transition from external to internal ectoderm. Double white lines in A, L denote the transition from pharynx to mesentery. White scale bars equals 2.5 mm, Black scale bars equals 20 m. Babinus et al. Evo Devo. 2019. 1023. Page 3 of 18. Figure 2. Fine structure of the pharyngeal ectoderm and ectodermal mesenteries. A diagrammatic representation of regions where thin sections were examined through the pharynx, I, and at two positions in the mesenteries, II, III. Top sagittal view of a polyp, middle cross section at position I, bottom partial cross sections at positions II, left, and III. Right BF TEMS of a region of the pharyngeal ectoderm, I, indicated by the box in AB2. Zymogen gland cells are false colored for emphasis. C. Cross sections of cilia emerging from the pharyngeal ectoderm into the pharyngeal canal. D. Mucus secreting cell, false colored. E. 10 zymogen type gland cells and 2 cnidocytes. F. Electron dense vesicles, black arrowheads in E, F, N, O, in the apex of non-glandular ectodermal cells. GSEM of a mesentery from position II in panel A. The ectodermal, EC, portion has 2 parts, the ciliated tract, black line, and cnidoglandular tract, white line. The endodermal, N, portion is false-colored. HJ TEMS of the cnidoglandular tract of a mesentery from position II in A. Sections correspond to the position of the dotted line in GI2. Zymogen-type gland cells are false-colored. J. Some zymogen vesicles have heterogeneous contents, black arrow. K3D reconstruction of a confocal Z stack through the ciliated tract of a mesentery from position II in A. Pink nuclei of proliferating cells, EDU. Blue quiescent nuclei, DAPI. Dart L. TEM section through the ciliated tract at the position indicated by the dotted line in K and by the box in H. Nuclei corresponding to panel K are false-colored. Pink MO TEMS of a mesentery lacking a ciliated tract. Position III in panel AM. Endoderm is false-colored. N. Zymogen gland cells are false-colored. O. Ciliary rootlet, black arrow, in the apex of a zymogen gland cell. Scale bars, white line 10 um, black line 500 nm, gray line, panels G, K, minus 50 um. Panels B and H are composites of multiple micrographs. White arrowheads indicate cnidocytes throughout. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, page 4 of 18. Ectodermal region gives rise to both the cnidoglandular tract at the most distal extent, Fig 2 HJ, MO, and the ciliated tract more proximally, Fig 2 K, L. Thin sections of the ectodermal mesentery in the oral region, near the pharynx, show abundant zymogen gland cells, Figure 2 HJ, some of which contain secretory vesicles with heterogeneous contents, Figure 2 J. Ciliated tracts are short and are present only in the oral end of each mesentery. Cells of the ciliated tract are highly proliferative and have apical motile cilia but do not have other distinguishing features, Fig 2 K, L. The aboral mesentery lacks a ciliated tract but the cnidoglandular tract still contains numerous distinct zymogen gland cells, some with motile apical cilia, Fig 2 MO. Mucus secreting cells were found in the pharyngeal ectoderm, Fig 2 D, and in the external ectoderm of the body wall and tentacles, additional file 1, but never in the endoderm. Hybridization in a single putative gland cell, Fig 3D. Using the raw data from the same study and a very low cutoff for gene expression, N. Reed, we examined one more fully the co-expression of the large superfamily of trypsin proteases and found 6,727 cells expressing at least one trypsin gene. Nearly 50% of the trypsin-expressing cells, 3,282/6,727 appear to express only a single trypsin, while the remaining cells exhibited co-expression of up to 24 trypsins, Figure 3e. For each trypsin, we then examined the relationship between the ubiquity of expression, the total number of cells in which that trypsin is expressed, and the number of cells in which it is co- expressed with other trypsins and found a strong positive correlation, Fig 3F, confirming that the trypsins with the broadest expression profiles were most likely to be co-expressed with other trypsins. Proteolytic enzymes are expressed in the developing mesenteries. To characterize the tryptome, all proteins with a trypsin domain, of N-vitensis, we searched the JGI gene models, https://genome.jgi.do.gov/nemver1/nemver1.home.html, for all sequences containing a significant trypsin or trypsin 2 domain using HMSEAC, HMMER3.1B2, http://hmmer.org, and constructed domain architecture diagrams for each protein, figure 4. Of the 72 trypsin gene models that remained after curation, see methods, 28 encode a trypsin domain but lack any other conserved domains, and the other 44 encode a trypsin domain and at least one additional conserved domain. In total, trypsin domains were found in association with 24 other domains in N-vitensis. To determine if any of these associated domains were overrepresented in the tryptome, we compared the abundance of trypsin-associated domains in the tryptome and in the proteins predicted from the JGI gene models, N equals 27,273 protein predictions. Six domains were found to be represented in high abundance, 10%, in the tryptome, DIM, SHK, lustrin cysteine, SHI, MAM and SRCR, Fig4A. The DIM and lustrin cysteine domains are present in low abundance throughout the predicted proteome, 1 and 4 total domains, respectively, artificially inflating their perceived abundance in the tryptome. For SHK, SHI, MAM, and SRCR, 15% of the domains found in the proteome were associated with trypsins, suggesting the association between trypsin and each of these domains provides a strong selective advantage in the biology of N-vitensis. To determine whether the makeup of the tryptome was unique to N-vitensis, we searched for proteins with these same domain architectures in representatives from all domains of life other than cnidarians, bilaterians, non-metazoan eukaryotes, and a selection of prokaryotes. Two domain architectures were found to be present across taxa, those, we previously identified numerous genes encoding different classes of proteases to be upregulated in the adult mesentery of N-vitensis, 11. Using in situ hybridization, we examined the spatial and temporal expression of various classes of proteases identified from this study during early development of the pharynx and mesenteries to understand the ontogeny of digestive function and the onset of terminal gut cell differentiation. All genes examined were expressed in individual ectodermal cells of the mesenteries at the primary polyp stage, just after metamorphosis, figure 3a, b, 2 protease genes, NVJ82725 and NVJ83864, were also expressed in the pharyngeal ectoderm of the primary polyp. There was surprisingly little variation in the onset of protease expression, although serine proteases, trypsins, consistently exhibited expression in the early planular stage before differentiation of the presumptive pharynx and mesenteries, figure 3b, full stop. Double fluorescent in situ hybridization for two metalloprotease genes, NVJ88668 and NVJ2109, indicates both co-expression of these two enzymes in few cells at the aboral end of the pharynx and independent expression of the two genes in distinct cells of the ectodermal mesenteries in the late tentacle bud stage, figure 3c. These results suggest that adult gland cell identity is acquired very early in development, coincident with the morphogenesis of the pharynx and mesenteries. The surprising lack of any obvious spatial segregation in protease expression led us to hypothesize that many proteases may be co-expressed together in the few anatomically distinguishable gland cells identified above, figure 2. Using the raw data from a single-cell RNA-seq study published previously, 16, we show co-expression of 6 of the 10 proteases we studied by in situ. The tryptome of N-vitensis is unique. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, page 5 of 18. Figure 3 expression of proteases in N-vitensis AC in situ hybridization of proteases in a the M family metallopeptidases, astacins, and carboxypeptidases and BDS1 family trypsins, during early development. The oral pole is to the left in all images. Black arrows indicate expression in the ectoderm of the pharynx. See double fluorescent in situ hybridization showing the co-expression, yellow arrow, of two metalloprotease genes, NV88668 and NV2109. In the aboral ectoderm of the pharynx and independent expression of both genes in individual cells of the ectodermal mesentery, red and green arrows. Nuclei are labeled with DAPI-D single cell expression of genes from panels A and B in metacells identified previously, 16. Metacells C9 C12 are part of the gland cell cluster and C26 is part of the neuron cell cluster. Two genes, NVJ200868 and NVJ2109 are clearly expressed in the ectodermal mesenteries but were not reported in the single cell study, indicated by dotted lines E histogram of the number of expressed trypsins per metacell, 16. Red font highlights a small second mode in the distribution F-scatterplot of the number of cells exhibiting co-expression of multiple trypsins as a function of the number of total cells in which a particular trypsin is expressed. Scale bars equals 50 m, with only a trypsin domain, and those with a trypsin and a PDZ domain, Fig 4b. Trypsin diversity appears to have expanded considerably with the evolution of multicellular animals, as both chonoflagellate lineages had fewer than 5 trypsins but the Teneforniemiapsis leidii and the Placozone trichoplax adherens, representing two of the earliest diverging animal lineages, both have at least 20. Surprisingly, there was little conservation in trypsin domain architecture across animals. The tryptome of N. victensis had more trypsin domain architectures in common with other actinarians, sea anemones, than with any other animal group. However, we still identified 3 trypsin architectures, unique to N. victensis that were absent event from Edward Seeler lineata, a representative of the genus sister to Nematostella. Two of these, NVJ105271 and NVJ199428, represent unique associations between trypsin and other conserved domains, WSC and DIM, respectively, and the other NVJ105548, exhibits a novel arrangement of trypsin and its associated MAM domains, Figure 4b, full stop. Trypsins diversified independently in cnidarians and bilaterians. To characterize the diversification of animal trypsins, we built a phylogeny of trypsin domains from taxa. Babinus et al. Evo Devo. 2019, 1023. Page 6 of 18. Figure 4 characterization of the 72 proteins comprising the N. victensis tryptome. Abundance of the 24 trypsin-associated domains in the tryptome, black, and the remaining proteins in the predicted proteome, white. Numbers inside the bars reflect domain counts in both datasets. Gray numbers to the right of the bars indicate total proteins containing the indicated domain. FAM domains are listed on the left. See additional file 4 for FAM domain IDs. B. Phylogenetic distribution of trypsin domain architectures. Domain architecture models from the N. victensis tryptome are shown on the right. The number of proteins with identical domain composition are indicated for each taxon in the table. Actinarians, sea anemones are highlighted in blue. 1 maximum number of trypsins from any one taxon in the Bacteria Archaea database. 2L, AE, AP, AV have trypsin TSP1SHK proteins which were included in this count. BAC Bacteria Archaea, DD Dictyostelium discoidum, SP Schizosaccharomyces pomb, Cocapsospora arczazaki, SR Salpingoca rosetta, MB Monarsiga brevicolis, ML Nemeopsis leidii, AC Amphimedon queenslandica, TAR trichoplax adherens, L. Edward Seeler lineata, AP Actasia pallida, AE Anthoplera elegantissima, AD Acropora digitifera, RR Renilla renilla, HM Hydromagna papillata, PC Podocorina carnea, Avatola vanhoefini, AA Alatina alata, CC Calvadosia cruxmilitensis, CT Capitella tellata, H's Homo sapiens, representing each of the five major animal lineages, bilaterians, cnidarians, placozoans, sponges, and ctenophores. Using this tree, we identify six clades of trypsins and classify them by their function in human, a non-catalytic group, the intracellular trypsins, tryptases and transmembrane trypsins, trypsins involved in coagulation and immune response, chymotrypsins, and the clade including granzymes, pancreatic trypsins, kallikreins, hepatocyte growth factors, and elastases, Fig. 5a. Each of these includes representatives from bilaterians, cnidarians, and at least one placozoan, sponge, or ctenophore and likely represents the suite of trypsin clades present in the last common ancestor of animals. The N-Victensis tryptome includes representatives of five of six clades likely present in the common ancestor of animals. N-Victensis may have lost representatives of the tryptase transmembrane clade as these trypsins appear to be present in M. leedii, A. digitifera, and bilaterians, Figure 5a, additional file 2. We compared the distribution of conserved domains from different clades of trypsins in N-Victensis and H. sapiens, Fig. 5b. In N-Victensis, domain diversity is greatest among the trypsins that group with human chymotrypsins, N equals 14, followed by trypsins in the immune coagulation group, N equals 10, the pancreatic group, including granzymes, kallikreins, HGF, and elastase, N equals and intracellular trypsins, N equals 2, trypsins 5, from the non-catalytic clade lack associated domains completely. Four trypsin associated domains, SHE, EGFCA, CUB, and FXA inhibition, were found in the immune coagulation clades from both N-Victensis and H. sapiens. The CUB domain was found in chymotrypsins from both taxa, and the PDZ domain is restricted to the intracellular clade of trypsins in both taxa. Surprisingly, there were no other domains found in common between N-Victensis and H. sapiens trypsins from the same clade. See additional file 3 for distribution of human trypsin domain architectures. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, page 7 of 18. Figure 5 Evolutionary History of Animal Trypsins. A phylogeny of animal trypsins, clades are named after the orthologs from H. sapiens. Domain architectures for N-Victensis proteins are shown. Proteins with multiple trypsin domains are polyphyletic. In such cases, the domain architecture diagram points to a single trypsin domain and the position of the other trypsin domains is indicated by open-closed circles. Open stars indicate clades that descended from single genes present in the last common ancestor of animals. N indicates the position of human neurotrypsin, NP0036102, the trypsin death protein groups with trypsin PDZ proteins but is not found on this tree. N-Victensis proteins characterized by in situ hybridization are indicated, arrows, this study, 34, or, 12. A tree file with branch support values is available on our GitHub site, https://github.com/2019/babinus-et-al trypsins b comparison of the domain content of trypsins from N-Victensis and H. sapiens. The non-catalytic trypsins do not have associated domains and are not included. The tryptase transmembrane trypsins are not represented in N-Victensis and are also not included. The pancreatic group includes granzyme, kallikrein, HGF, and elastase. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023. To determine whether the tryptome diversity of N-Victensis is reflective of other cnidarians, we built a phylogeny using representatives of each class within Cnidaria, Fig. 6. We identify 16 clades of trypsins that include representatives of at least two lineages of anthozoans and two lineages of medusazoans. Page 8 of 18. Suggesting that these clades may have been present in the stem cnidarian. Two clades, the trypsin MAM and trypsin SHK clades, seem to have undergone further expansion in anthozoans after their divergence from medusazoans. Figure 6 Gene phylogeny of cnidarian trypsin domains. Domain architectures for N-Victensis proteins are shown, Domains are colored as shown in figure 4a. Proteins with multiple trypsin domains are polyphyletic. In such cases, the domain architecture diagram points to a single trypsin domain and the position of the other trypsin domains is indicated by open-closed circles. Open stars indicate clades that descended from single genes present in the last common ancestor of cnidarians. Closed stars represent possible anthrozone expansions. Clades are labeled as in figure 5a. Unshaded clades do not include any taxa from figure 5 and cannot be resolved. The pancreatic group includes proteins that are sister to human granzyme, kallikrein, HGF, and elastase. Chymotrypsins are not monophyletic on this tree but are shaded together to facilitate comparison with figure 5a. A tree file with branch support values is available on our GitHub site, https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2019-babinus_et_al_trypsins. Babinus et al. Evo Devo. 2019. 1023. The nematostellar tryptome diversified through numerous mechanisms. To understand the mechanisms generating trypsin diversity in N. vitensis, we examined the evolutionary relationships of the 72 trypsin proteins in the tryptome, figure 7a. Among the 72 predicted proteins, 85%, 61/72, had all three conserved residues constituting the catalytic triad and are likely to function as proteases, 79%, 57/72, were predicted to have a signal peptide and are presumably secreted, and 7%, 5/72, were predicted to have a transmembrane domain, see additional file 4. The trypsin superfamily, therefore, exhibits evidence of functional specialization through protein primary structure modification, directing protein localization to specific subcellular compartments. Furthermore, four of the five clades of trypsins from N. vitensis, excluding the intracellular clade, include secreted trypsins, membrana-bound trypsins, and trypsins with divergent sequence that have likely lost their catalytic function, suggesting that spatial and functional specialization has evolved multiple times in different lineages of trypsins. Numerous trypsins from the pancreatic and chymotrypsin clades were associated with SHK domains. Likewise, over 30%, 26/82, of the SHK domains in N. vitensis are associated with trypsins, figure 4a. To determine if the combination of the trypsin and SHK domains may have duplicated together, we built a phylogeny of all 108 SHK domains from the N. vitensis proteins predicted from gene models, figure 7b. Despite the abundance of trypsin-SHK associations, the SHK domains from sister trypsins were almost never monophyletic, suggesting this domain is gained and lost easily. Consistent with this, every SHK domain in the tryptome of N. vitensis was encoded by only a single exon, additional file 5, supporting the rapid evolution of the tryptome through exon shuffling. Two trypsin SHK proteins, NVJ218669 and NVJ218670, were found to be sister in both phylogenies, suggesting they arose by duplication of the combined domains. These two genes are encoded on the same scaffold and are separated by approximately 1 kilobit of genomic DNA, thus, they are likely the result of a recent tandem duplication event. The SHK domain is a short peptide found in a K-channel inhibitor originally isolated from the sea anemone Stichodactyla helianthus, 17. What role the SHK domain plays when it is paired with the trypsin domain is not known, but the overabundance of these two combined domains in cnidarian tryptomes, additional file 6, combined with the multiple independent origins of this domain combination in N. vitensis, figure 7b, suggests that the pairing provides a strong selective advantage in the biology of cnidarians. Multidomain proteins are more common than proteins with only a single domain as domain recombination. Page 9 of 18. Increases versatility in protein function, 18. selection to maintain the catalytic activity of the trypsin domain while allowing the context in which this domain is expressed to vary was a critical component of diversification in this gene superfamily. In support of this, we found surprisingly little conservation in trypsin-associated domains across animals, even among cnidarians, Fig. 4, additional file 6, suggesting that the associated domains have been continuously gained and lost in each lineage. Furthermore, nearly 40%, 28/72, of the proteins comprising the N-Victensis tryptome have only a trypsin domain, Fig. 7, yet, these trypsin-only proteins did not form a monophyletic group, Figs 5, 6, suggesting that trypsin domains themselves may be rapidly gained and lost from evolutionarily unrelated proteins. Indeed, trypsin diversification does occur independent of the acquisition of associated domains. One gene from the tryptome of N-Victensis, NVJ127465, encodes three trypsin domains, all of which form a monophyletic group suggesting this gene structure arose through tandem duplication of the trypsin domain, Fig. 5. The tryptome from H. sapiens also includes two proteins with three trypsin domains each, additional file 6. While these six trypsin domains from H. sapiens are found in the tryptase transmembrane clade, additional file 3, the three domains in NVJ127465 group with chymotrypsins, Fig. 5. Thus, despite their similar domain architecture, triple trypsin domain proteins appear to have evolved multiple times. Several other mechanisms contributed to diversification of trypsins in N-Victensis. We identified four cases where sister trypsins are found on the same scaffold, Fig. 7a, suggesting tandem gene duplication. Furthermore, while most, 70/72, of the trypsin domains were encoded across multiple exons, additional file 5, two genes, NVJ128003 and NVJ216003, lack introns completely, and likely arose through recent retrotransposition. These two genes are also on the same scaffold, suggesting that retrotransposition may have been followed by tandem gene duplication. Trypsin diversity increases through new associations with old domains. Gene age can be estimated using a filostratigraphic approach. In such analyses, the minimum age of a gene is inferred by identifying the last common ancestor in which the gene is present, 19, 20. We examined the age of the trypsins found in N-Victensis and the age of each associated domain across all domains of life to understand the evolution of trypsin diversity. Trypsin PDZ and a subset of the trypsin-only proteins likely arose before bacteria archaea split from eukaryotes, over 2 billion years ago, Fig. 8. While trypsin-only proteins are present in every lineage examined, trypsin PDZ, Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, page 10 of 18, figure 7 relationships among trypsin and SHK proteins in N-Victensis of phylogeny of N-Victensis trypsin domains, domain architecture diagrams are shown to the right. Proteins with multiple trypsin domains appear multiple times in the tree. In these cases, the domain represented at each position in the tree is bold. SP signal peptide, TM transmembrane domain, trypsin domains lacking H57, D102, or S195 are designated non-catalytic, see additional file 4. A tree file with branch support values is available on our GitHub site, https://github.com/JosephRyan2019 Babinus et al. Trypsins B. Phylogeny of N-Victensis SHK domains from the predicted proteome. Domain architectures for proteins with multiple SHK domains appear multiple times in the tree. In these cases, the domain represented at each position is indicated with an arrowhead. Proteins that have both trypsin and SHK domains are colored green. Colored symbols to the right of the domain architectures are provided to facilitate comparisons of identical proteins in panels A and B. Domains are colored as shown in Figure 4a. proteins appear to have been lost in several taxa including C. arczaczyki, M. leedii, A. van Hoefini, and C. crux militensis, Fig. 4. All other associations between trypsin and other conserved domains appear to have originated after the stem metazone diverged from the rest of life, 800 million years ago, 21. Many of the trypsin-associated domains originated long before they became associated with trypsin. For example, the astaxanthin domain was present in the ancestor of all life, but the trypsin-astaxanthin association likely did not arise. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, page 11 of 18. Figure 8 Evolutionary History of the Envictensis Tryptoma Domain Architectures at Ancestral Nodes indicate the origin of each domain combination. Domains are reported at nodes where they appear for the first time with an independent, domain-specific, E-value 0.05. The origin of the SRCR domain and the origin of its association with trypsin are indicated by white arrows. Black arrows indicate the origin of the astaxanthin domain and the association between astaxanthin and trypsin. E. edwardsi id only, edwardsiella plus nematostella, N. nematostella only. What domains, either evolved twice, in D. discoideum and the ancestor of animals, or this domain was lost in the intervening lineages. The DIM domain has a complex distribution in bacteria, fungi, cnidarians, and insects. Biscuiterplet of Flyostratigraphic age of the domain and the age of its association with trypsin. Until the origin of cnidaria, Fig. 8. By contrast, the SRCR domain and its association with trypsin likely arose in the stem metazone as trypsin SRCR proteins were found in M. leedii, additional file 6. There is no relationship between the age of the domain and the origin of its association with trypsin, Fig. 8b. Two trypsin associations were found only in Envictensis, trypsin DIM, NVJ 199428, and trypsin WSC, NVJ 105271, and one association was found only in edwardsiidae, nematostella plus edwardsiella, trypsin lustrin-cysteine, NVJ 164017. The WSC domain is present throughout eukaryotes, Fig. 8a, but was associated with trypsin only in Envictensis. The lustrin-cysteine domain seems to have arisen in the last common ancestor of Parahoxozoa, Placozoa plus Cnidaria plus Bilateria. These two associations represent extreme cases whereby trypsin diversity in Envictensis arose through acquisition of both young, lustrin-cysteine, and old, WSC, domains. Discussion: the not-so-simple cnidarian ectoderm. Although cnidarian body plans developed from only two tissue layers, morphological diversity varies widely across taxa. Similarly, only a dozen or so morphologically unique cell types have been described, 10, 22, but cnidarian genomic and functional diversity rival that of any bilaterian lineage, 4, 23. While the ectodermal, Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, layer comprising the external and pharyngeal epithelium may be contiguous, these regions are morphologically and functionally distinct in Envictensis, Fig. 1, 10, 12. In this study, we further demonstrate that the continuous layer of internal ectoderm from the pharynx through the mesenteries is equally heterogeneous. The pharyngeal ectoderm houses numerous zymogen and mucous cells, while the ectoderm of the mesenteries houses only the former, Figure 2. This anatomical heterogeneity is supported by variable gene expression. Some proteases are expressed throughout the pharyngeal and mesentery ectoderm, while others are restricted only to the mesentery ectoderm, Fig. 3a, b, also c, 12, 24. Furthermore, the combinatorial expression of only two proteases can result in the development of at least three distinct cell types, Figure 3c, and some cells express over 20 different trypsins, Fig. 3e. Together, the combination of a diverse tryptome and extensive trypsin co-expression suggests that cell functional diversity in cnidarians may well exceed historical expectations. We found no evidence of endodermal gland cells, zymogen type or mucus type, in our TEM or in situ hybridization results, figs 2, 3, additional file 1. Indeed, all non-neuronal secretory cells, including mucus cells, zymogen cells, and cnidocytes, are restricted to the ectoderm in N. vitensis, but their distribution is heterogeneous. Zymogen cell diversity, for example, is much higher in the internal than the external ectoderm, figure 2, additional file 1. This is consistent with the histological analyses of Frank and Bleakney, 10, but seems to be in contrast with the distribution of gland cells in medusa zones. In Hydra, for example, zymogen gland cells are found exclusively in the endoderm, 25. These observations suggest that the internalization of the ectoderm in anthozoans was a pivotal event in the diversification of specialized zymogen cells. Cell products secreted from the tentacle ectoderm may quickly become diluted in the water column, whereas the closed environment of the gastrovascular cavity limits the space over which secreted products can diffuse. Thus, internalization created distinct selective pressures in different regions of the ectoderm. Indeed, selection for secretion of digestive enzymes into the enclosed gastrovascular cavity may have driven the development of gland cells in the internal ectoderm of anthozoans and the endoderm of medusazoans, and many bilaterians. As such, we see no reason to homologize the ectoderm of anthozoan mesenteries and the endodermal lining of the vertebrate midget pancreas, 12. We consider it more likely that these tissues have converged on similar morphologies and gene expression profiles in response to similar selection pressures associated with extracellular digestion. Page 12 of 18. Nematostella vitensis trypsins have many putative functions. The trypsin domain catalyzes the cleavage of polypeptides at internal amino acid residues and is therefore essential for processing large proteins into smaller peptide chains. Digestive trypsins are synthesized in secretory cells with zymogen-type secretory granules where they are packaged into vesicles for release into the gut. We show that there are at least 10 morphologically distinct zymogen gland cell types in the pharyngeal and mesentery ectoderm of N. vitensis, figure 2, that numerous proteases are expressed in these tissues, figure 3, and that the vast majority of trypsins in N. vitensis encode a signal peptide, Fig 7a. Using published single-cell expression data, 16, we identify 10 putative gland cells that express trypsins, at least two of which also express synaptotagmin, additional file 4, which facilitates fusion of the vesicle with the cell membrane during regulated secretion. These combined results strongly support a role for the internal ectoderm in extracellular protein degradation in N. vitensis. Numerous trypsins were expressed outside of the putative gland cells identified by Seeb, Pedros et al., 16. At least 20 cells categorized by these authors as neurons exhibited trypsin expression, but unlike gland cells, the maximum number of trypsins expressed by any putative neuron is 3, additional file 4. We show trypsin-expressing cells differentiating very early in development, in the invaginating pharynx mesenteries, Fig 3, where several neurons, including those expressing R-famide and LAV, are also undergoing terminal differentiation, 22, 26. Indeed, the trypsin protease NVJ99932, Fig 3, is co-expressed with two other trypsins, NVJ230861 and NVJ130234, in a putative neuron expressing GABA and dopamine receptors, additional file 7. In vertebrates, secretion of neurotrypsin from the presynaptic membrane facilitates degradation of the extracellular matrix during synaptic plasticity and axon guidance, 27. Providing clues to the potential function of these neutrally expressed trypsins in N. vitensis. Although 17 different trypsins were expressed in putative neurons, none of the trypsins from N. vitensis clustered with human neurotrypsin, Fig 5, as such. These functions may have been acquired independently from different ancestral trypsins in cnidarians and bilaterians. Trypsins are important regulators of tissue remodeling, and upregulation of trypsins and other proteases often coincides with wound healing and tissue regeneration. 28. Recent studies of regeneration in envictensis demonstrated that a new pharynx will regenerate from the oral ends of the mesenteries after amputation. 29. And that many proteases are expressed abundantly during this process. 30. Thus, the mesenteries appear. Babinus et al. Evo Devo. 2019, 1023, to play an important role in directing the tissue remodeling process in envictensis. In support of this, a study of wound healing in response to a body wall injury demonstrated that the mesenteries come into direct contact with damaged tissue during the healing process. 31. This study also showed that two trypsins, NVJ107554 and NVJ112683, are among the top genes undergoing upregulation during wound healing in envictensis. While NVJ112683 was not reported in the single-cell dataset, NVJ107554 is expressed in two putative gland cells, metasyl C12 and C19, Fig 3, additional file 4. Thus, mesentery expressed trypsins play important roles in the cell and tissue biology of envictensis during wound healing and regeneration, and these roles may vary through ontogeny. Beyond their roles in digestion and tissue remodeling, trypsins are an important component of the innate immune system. In vertebrates, immune trypsins play a role in blood coagulation and are part of the complement system, which recognizes foreign particles. 32. In symbiotic cnidarians, immune trypsins play a role in the beneficial interaction between the host and the alga. 33. While envictensis does not host symbiotic algae, a previous study aimed at understanding the origin of the innate immune system reported the expression of three immune system trypsins in envictensis. MASP, NVJ138799, and two paralogs of factor B, NVJ41116, NVJ204186, each of which was expressed in the endoderm, gastrodermis, of juvenile polyps. 34. We found that the two factor B orthologs were also co-expressed in a single putative gastrodermal cell, additional file 4, further supporting a role for the endoderm in the immune response of envictensis. One trypsin, NVJ127465, was not reported in the single-cell dataset, 16, but was among the genes found to be significantly upregulated in the tissue-specific transcriptome of nematosomes, which may also play a role in the immune system of envictensis. 11. This gene clustered with human chemotrypsin genes, not the immune system trypsins, Fig 5, suggesting it acquired a role in the immune system secondarily. Trypsin functional diversity has undergone numerous expansions. Our phylogeny of animal trypsins suggests that the last common ancestor of animals may have had at least six major groups of trypsins, Fig 5, and extensive lineage-specific trypsin duplication occurred thereafter. Sponges are unusual among animals in that they have only three trypsins, two trypsin PDZ paralogs and a trypsin Sashi protein, additional file 6. This suggests either extensive loss of trypsins in periphera or independent diversification of trypsins in ctenophores and in the stem of Parahoxozoa. The evolutionary history of trypsin domain, page 13 of 18. Architecture sheds little light on this topic. While trypsin Sashi, trypsin SRCR, and trypsin SHK proteins are found in ctenophores, the patchy distribution of these proteins across animals makes it difficult to determine whether this pattern has resulted from multiple gains or multiple losses. Figs 4, 8, additional file 6. Given that the association between trypsin and SHK seems to have arisen multiple times in envictensis, figure 7, we think that rapid independent gains of beneficial domain associations, including trypsin Sashi and trypsin SRCR, was a primary driver of trypsin diversification throughout the evolution of animals. The ancestral cnidarian seems to have had a far more diverse suite of trypsins than the ancestral animal. Indeed, Our data suggest there were at least 17 lineages of trypsins present in the last common cnidarian ancestor Fig6, and 12 of the associations between trypsin and another conserved domain in N. victensis are specific to cnidarian lineages. Fig8. There was extensive divergence in the trypsin gene superfamily during the diversification of cnidarians, but anthozoans seem to have undergone additional radiations in at least two trypsin clades. Fig6. Anthozoans are the most speciose group of cnidarians and are largely sessile, thus, selection for trophic specialization and sympatric niche diversification may be stronger among anthozoans than medusozoans. Diversification of the trypsin superfamily was facilitated by gene duplication followed by the acquisition of additional domains. Fig 8, however, we found no relationship between domain age and the age of its association with trypsin. Fig 8b. Full stop. Therefore, trypsin domain architectures diversify continuously and are not dependent on the origin of novel domains, secretory cells and the evolution of cnidarian body plans. Resolving the embryological origin of cnidarian gland cells will be important for understanding the evolution of life history in cnidaria. If the anthozoan polyp body plan is ancestral to all cnidarians, 35, then the origin of strobilation, medusa formation, and its associated tissue remodeling in the stem medusozoan may have necessitated the sacrifice of the internalized tissue layers of the ancestral pharynx and mesenteries. In this case, the stem medusozoan may have overcome this loss by shifting the development of their gland cell population to the endoderm without sacrificing the selective advantage of secreting their products into the gastrovascular cavity. In support of this hypothesis, gland cells in Hydra are known to undergo differentiation in a location-specific manner, suggesting the identity of this cell lineage is highly sensitive to positional cues from other cells in their environment. 36. Furthermore, a recent study of single-cell dynamics in Hydra demonstrated that gland, Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023. Cells acquire their identity in the endoderm only after their precursor migrates out of the ectoderm and across the mesogly. 37. Both of these studies point to the highly plastic nature of gland cell identity in Hydra, but similar analyses in more medusozoans are needed to understand the relationship between gland cell development and cnidarian life history evolution. Conclusions: the transition from unicellular to multicellular life was marked by many transitions that enabled functional specialization. Unicellular taxa used trypsins for intracellular protein regulation, but the origin of the regulated secretion system created new opportunities for protease activity in multiple tissue compartments. Secretion of molecules to the extracellular space enabled the development of the nervous, endocrine, immune, and digestive systems, and permitted spatial and temporal separation of multiple functions performed by a single cell. The diversification of animals was associated with a large, page 14 of 18, expansion of trypsins. Trypsins with transmembrane domains first appear in the chona flagellates, but trypsins with signal peptides did not appear until the origin of animals. Subsequent duplication and divergence, for example, through exon shuffling and retrotransposition of genes encoding secreted proteases, enabled nuanced variation in the function of these secretory cells before the increase in anatomical diversity. Figure 9. Methods: electron microscopy, cell proliferation assay, and in situ hybridization. Adult polyps were immobilized for 10 minutes in 7.5% MgCl2 and processed for transmission electron microscopy as described previously. 38. Samples were imaged on a Hitachi HT7700 at the University of Hawaii's Biological Electron Microscopy Facility. To identify proliferating nuclei, live adult polyps were incubated in 100 MEDU, in 1/3x seawater, for 30 minutes at room temperature. Animals were then immobilized and fixed briefly, 1.5 minutes, at non-coding coding signal PET. Figure 9. Secretory vesicles permit functional expansion without anatomical variation. Blue and white cells reflect the intracellular expression of blue and white gene products. The origin of the signal peptide directing proteins to the regulated secretion system secretory vesicle, white arrow permitted segregation of gene products into two distinct compartments, intracellular and intravesicular. The subsequent duplication and divergence of the blue gene, black arrow, could result in the acquisition of numerous new cell types through unique and combinatorial gene expression. Green co-expression of blue and yellow, purple co-expression of blue and red, brown co-expression of blue, yellow, and red. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023. 25 degrees C in 4% piriformaldehyde with 0.2% glutaraldehyde in phosphate buffered saline with 0.1% tween 20 PTW, followed by a long fixation, 60 minutes, in 4% piriformaldehyde in PTW at 4 degrees C. Fixed tissues were analyzed using the CLIC ITEDU kit, C10340, in Vitrogen, USA, following the manufacturer's protocol. Nuclei were counter-stained in a 30-min incubation in DAPI at room temperature and samples were imaged on a Zeiss 710 confocal microscope at the Whitney Lab for Marine Bioscience. To characterize the localization of target genes, we performed in situ hybridization following a standard protocol for Envictensis, 39. Protein domain analysis. To identify trypsin domain proteins from Envictensis, we first searched the JGI protein models, indicated throughout by NVJX, using the default settings with HMZIOC, HMMER3.1B2, http://hmmer.org/, and two target HMs, trypsin, PF00089, and trypsin 2, PF13365. This approach yielded 99 putative trypsin domain containing proteins with an E-value 1E0540, where multiple partial non-overlapping trypsin domains were identified from the same protein. We assumed these represented one single contiguous domain, 41. Based on a reciprocal BLAST comparison with transcriptome data available publicly, 11, we found 68/99 of the JGI gene models coding for trypsin proteins were incomplete. We manually corrected these sequences using the transcriptome data and used these corrected sequences for downstream analyses. We then used the transcriptome data to search protein models for evidence of pseudogenes, with premature stop codons, using the translation and alignment features in Genius V7, 1, 8, https://www.genius.com, and manually examined models for duplicate predictions using the JGI Genome Viewer. Based on these analyses, we removed 27 sequences, resulting in a final set of 72 curated trypsin protein models, FASTA file available at https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2019-babin-is-et-al-trypsins. We examined the domain architecture of trypsin proteins from Envictensis by searching for non-trypsin domains in the amino acid sequences using HMSCAN, HMMER3.1B2, and the complete FAMA database, downloaded the 27th of October, 2017. HMSCAN identifies regions of similarity between protein queries and domain models, protein profiles, derived from numerous proteins within the family from a range of animals, 42. Following the protocol of Koch et al., 40, we ran HMSCAN using the default parameters and report only those domains with an independent, domain-specific, E-value 0.05 that were found in a protein containing a significant trypsin, or trypsin 2, domain. Domains that overlapped by 20% were both retained, when the overlap was 20%. Page 15 of 18. The domain with the lower E-value was retained. In addition to domain analysis, we manually searched an alignment of the corrected set of trypsin protein models from Envictensis for the conserved residues that comprise the trypsin catalytic triad, necessary for inferring protease activity, 857, D102, or S195. Finally, we searched the corrected amino acid sequences for signal peptides and transmembrane domains using SignalP V4.1, 43, and TMHMM V2.0, 44, respectively. To characterize the origin of trypsin domain architecture, we used HMSCAN with the same approach described above to identify and characterize trypsins from representatives across all domains of life. Trypsin protein IDs for all taxa provided in additional file 7. We sampled 3 bilaterians, Capitella tellita, Branchiostoma floridae, Homo sapiens, Tenknidarians, Nematostella victensis, Edwardsella lineata, Aptasia pallida, Anthoclera elegantissima, Acropora digitifera, Renilla, Hydromagna papillata, Calvadosia cruximolitensis, Atolla vanhoefeni, Alatina alata, 3 non-planulozone animals, Nemeopsis leedii, Amphimedon queenslandica, Trichoplax adherens, 5 non-metazone eukaryotes, Dictyostelium discoidum, Schizosaccharomyces pomb, Capsospora arczosaki, Monasiga brevicolis, Salpingoca rosetta, and a combined database of representative archaea and bacteria, Candidatus aquiluna, Candidatus nitrosopumilus, Candidatus pelagibacter, Glacicula pallidula, Myrinobacter adherens, a marine gamma proteobacterium, and a marine group Ithormachiote. Protein models were predicted from transcriptome data previously for N. victensis, E. lineata, A. pallida, A. elegantissima, A. alatina, A. vanhoefeni, and P. carnea, 11. Proteoms for R. enilla and C. cruximolitensis were predicted from the transcriptome data reported by Kale et al., 35, using the same methods. For all other taxa, protein models were downloaded directly, commands available at https://github.com/josephryan/2019/babinus et al/trypsins. Phylotical, phylogenetic transparency. All phylogenetic investigations were planned prior to running any analyses and all are reported in this manuscript. In most cases, these analyses were outlined beforehand in a phylotical, 45, that is posted on our GitHub site, https://github.com/josephryan/2019-babinus et al/trypsins. Any analyses performed prior to being added to our phylotical were later added to the document and justified. Phylogenetics. To understand the diversification of animal trypsins, we built a phylogeny using predicted proteins from M. leedii, A. queenslandica, T. adherens, N. victensis, E. babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, lineata, H. magna papillata, C. tellita, B. floridae, and H. sapiens. First, we used a custom script to generate alignments from these protein files using the trypsin HMM, commands available at https://github.com/josephryan/2019-babinus et al/trypsins. All trees were constructed using a maximum likelihood framework with Raxmal and IQTree, 46-48. We used the model finder function with IQTree, MMF, to determine the best substitution model for the alignment and then ran 3 approaches in parallel, Raxmal with 25 parsimony starting trees, Raxmal with 25 random starting trees, and a single run with IQTree, which, by default, uses a broad sampling of initial starting trees. We selected the best tree by comparing the maximum likelihood scores of all 3 approaches. To assay branch support, we ran 1000 bootstraps using the rapid bootstrapping function with Raxmal, X. Tree files with branch support are available on our GitHub site, https://github.com/josephryan/2019-babinus_etal/trypsins. Using the trypsin HMM, we recovered 97%, 70/72, of the curated trypsin proteins from N. victensis. The 2 remaining trypsin proteins, NVJ-23745 and NVJ-203589, were recovered using the trypsin-2-HMM. Note, the trypsin-2-HMM recovered only 89%, 64/72, of the curated trypsins. To understand the evolutionary relationships of these two proteins to the rest of the trypsin family, we generated another phylogeny using the same procedure as above and an alignment built using the trypsin-2-HMM. This best tree recovered using the trypsin-2-HMM is provided in additional file 2. After inspecting both trees, we removed sequences from B. floridae for ease of viewing and rerun the full analyses. All tree files and alignment files are available on our GitHub site, https://github.com/josephryan/2019-babinus-et-al-trypsins. To evaluate whether Envictensis has undergone lineage-specific expansion of trypsins or if the common ancestor of all cnidarians had an equally diverse tryptome, we built a phylogeny of trypsin proteins from cnidarians only using a subset of the proteomes listed above. Specifically, we used 4 species of anthozoans, Envictensis, Elanita, Arenilla, Adigitifera, and 4 medusazoans, H. magnipapillata, C. cruximilitensis, A. vanhoefini, A. alata. We then pruned all non-nematostella taxa from this tree using Phyotility V2.2.6.49 to generate a tree for Envictensis trypsins only. To examine the evolutionary history of SHK domains from Envictensis, we used HMZIOC with the SHKHMM and a custom script, as above, to identify and align all SHK domains from the predicted proteome. We then used the approach described above to produce a phylogeny of SHK domains. Page 16 of 18. Supplementary information. Supplementary information accompanies this paper at https://doi.org/10.1186s13227019013811. Additional file 1. Gland cells of the external ectoderm AC mucous cells, false colored yellow, in the tentacle ectoderm D. zymogen cell, false colored green, in the body wall ectoderm. White arrows point to cnidocytes, black arrowheads point to electron-dense apical vesicles in cells adjacent to gland cells A, B. SEM, C, D. TEM. Scale bars, black 5M, white 10M. Additional file 2. Phylogeny of trypsin 2 domains across animals. Protein models for Envictensis are shown. NVJ-203589 and NVJ-23745 were not detected by the trypsin HMM and do not appear in Figure 5. Colors as in Figure 4a. Additional file 3. Human trypsin domain architecture mapped on the animal trypsin phylogeny. Proteins with multiple trypsin domains are polyphyletic. In such cases, the diagram points to a single trypsin domain and the position of the other trypsin domains is indicated by symbols. Envictensis proteins characterized by in situ hybridization are indicated by arrows. This study, 34, or 12, additional file 4, Excel file tabulating, presence absence of signal peptides and transmembrane domains in Envictensis trypsins, amino acid sequences for trypsin catalytic domains for all taxa, FAM IDs for all domains, and a summary of single cell expression of trypsins published previously, 16. Additional file 5. All trypsin domains are encoded by multiple exons in Envictensis, excluding the NVJ-128003 and NVJ-216003, but many of the associated domains are encoded by a single exon, indicated by triangle. Domains that span intron exon boundaries by 10 or fewer nucleotides were considered to be encoded by a single exon. Additional file 6. Trypsin protein domain architectures from all taxa examined in this study. Additional file 7. Trypsin protein IDs from all taxa examined in this study. Acknowledgements. We are grateful to Tina Carvalho and Dr. Marilyn Dunlap of the Biological Electron Microscopy Facility at the University of Hawaii Manoa for their assistance with electron microscopy. Authors' contributions: study design concept, LSB, MQM, JFR, animal tissue methods, LSB, CE, phylogenetics, LSB, JFR, other analyses, LSB, writing, LSB, editing, MQM, JFR, CE. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Funding this work was supported by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, grant NNX14R70G to MQM, and the National Science Foundation, grant 1,542,597 to JFR. Availability of data and materials: all data generated or analyzed during this study are included in this published article and its additional files. Ethics approval and consent to participate: no human subjects were used in this study and the invertebrate animals used in this study are not subject to regulation by animal ethics committees. Consent for publication not applicable. Competing interests: the authors declare that have no competing interests. Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023. Author details: 1. Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA 2. Department of Biology, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL 32611, USA. Received. The 20th of July 2019. Accepted. The 13th of September 2019. References: 1. Meiji CR, Daly M, Martindale MQ. Gastrulation in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis occurs via invagination, not ingression. Dev Bile 2007, 305, 2, 483-97, 2. Fritzen Wonka JH, Janiklovich G, Kraus Y. Technor-U Early Development and Axis Specification in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis. Dev Bile 2007, 310, 2, 264-79, 3. Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q. Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hox and DPP Expression in a Sea Anemone. Science 2004, 304. 5675, 1335-7, 4. Kusserau A, Pang K, Sturm C, Hrauder M, Lentfer J, Schmidt H A, et al. Unexpected Complexity of the WNT Gene Family in a Sea Anemone. Nature 2005, 433, 7022, 156-60, 5. Wijesina N, Simmons DK, Martindale MQ. Antagonistic BMPCWNT signaling in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis reveals insight into the evolution of mesoderm. P. Natlakad CUSA 2017, 114, 28 E5608-15, 6. Leclerc L. Reinsch FRGM regulates BMP-mediated secondary axis formation in the Sea Anemone Nematostella victensis. Cell Rep 2014, 9, 5, 1921, 30, 7. Moiseva E., Rabinowitz C., Paz G., Rinkovich B. Histological study on maturation, fertilization and the state of gonadal region following spawning in the model Sea Anemone, Nematostella victensis. PLOS 1 2017, 12, 8E0182677, 8. Janel S.M., Walzer M., Technor-U Development and Epithelial Organization of Muscle Cells in the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis. Front Zool 2014, 1144, 9. Reinfer E., Amin Hassanzel A., Steinmetz PRH., Technor-U A muscle-specific transgenic reporter line of the Sea Anemone, Nematostella victensis. P. Natlakad CUSA 2010, 107, 1, 104-8, 10. Frank P., Bleakney J. Histology and sexual reproduction of the Anemone Nematostella victensis. Stevenson 1935, J. Nat Hist 1976, 10, 4. 441-9, 11. Babinus L.S., Martindale M.Q., Ryan J.F., do novel genes drive morphological novelty? An investigation of the nematosomes in the sea anemone Nematostella victensis, BMC Evel Bile 2016, 16, 114, 12, Steinmetz PRH, Armin A., Kraus Gem, Technor U. Gut-like ectodermal tissue in a sea anemone challenges germ layer homology, Nat Eckel Evel 2017, 1, 10, 1535-42, 13, Page MJ, D. Serra E. Serine peptidases, classification, structure and function, Cell Mole Life C 2008, 65, 7-8, 1220-36, 14, Page MJ, D. Serra E. Evolution of peptidase diversity, J. Bile Chem 2008, 283, 44, 30010-4, 15, Carlgren O. Actini area part I the Danish in Gulf expedition, Copenhagen 1921, 5, 9, 1-241, 16, Sieb Pedros A., Swordmont B., Chomsky E., Plessier F., Mail MP, Reno J., et al., Gnidarian cell type diversity and regulation revealed by whole organism single cell RNA-seq, Cell 2018, 173, 6, 1520, 17, Castaneda O., Harvey L., Discovery and characterization of cnidarian peptide toxins that affect neuronal potassium ion channels, Toxicon 2009, 54, 8, 1119-24, 18, Vogel C., Teichmann S.A., Pereira Leal J. The relationship between domain duplication and recombination, J. Moll Bile 2005, 346, 1, 355-65, 19, Domazet Lozo T., Brajkovic J., Torts D.A. Phylostratigraphy approach to uncover the genomic history of major adaptations in metazoan lineages, Trends Genet 2007, 23, 11, 533-9, 20, Long M., Betran E., Thornton K., Wang W. The Origin of New Genes, Glimpses from the Young and Old, Nat Rev Genet 2003, 4, 11, 865-75, 21, Dorman M., Werheig Dating Early Animal Evolution Using Phylogenomic Data, C. Rep 2017, 7, 3599, 22, Marlow HQ, Srivastava M., Mattis DQ, Roxa D., Martindale MQ, Anatomy and Development of the Nervous System of Nematostella victensis, an Anthozoan cnidarian, Dev Neurobial 2009, 69, 4, 235-54, page 17 of 18, 23, Putnam NH, Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salimov A., et al., Sea anemone genome reveals ancestral eumetazone gene repertoire and genomic organization, Science 2007, 317, 5834, 86-94, 24, Morin Y., Preher D., Sklesinger A., Ayalan A., Tail Y., Technor U. Analysis of soluble protein contents from the nematocysts of a model sea anemone sheds light on venom evolution. Mar Biotechnol 2013, 15, 3, 329-39, 25. Haynes J.F., Davis Lehr, Ultrastructure of Zymogen Cells in Hydra Viridis, Z. Zelforsch McArna 1969, 100, 2, 316, 26. Nakanishi N., Reinfer E., Technor U., Reinch F. Nervous systems of the sea anemone Nematostella victensis are generated by ectoderm and endoderm and shaped by distinct mechanisms. Development 2012, 139, 2, 347-57, 27. Almond Ach, Sweet J.D., Serine proteases, serine protease inhibitors, and protease-activated receptors, roles in synaptic function and behavior. Brain Res 2011, 1407, 107-22, 28, Daly W.P., Peters S.B., Larson M. Extracellular Matrix Dynamics in Development and Regenerative Medicine, JCL C. 2008, 121, 3, 255-64, 29, Emil A.R., Johnston H.T., Nedensel K., Warner J.F., Ferreira S., Rottinger E. Characterization of morphological and cellular events underlying oral regeneration in the sea anemone, Nematostella victensis. Int J. Moll C. 2015, 16, 12, 28449-71, 30. Schaffer A.A., Bazarsky M., Levy K., Chalifer Caspi V., Gatu A. Transcriptional time course analysis of oral versus aboral whole body regeneration in the sea anemone Nematostella victensis. BMC Genomics 2016, 17, 718, 31. Dubati Q., Trailer Nowells N., Martindale MQ. Initiating a regenerative response, cellular and molecular features of wound healing in the Cnidarian Nematostella victensis. BMC Bile 2014, 12 24, 32. Hutin KM, Tenberg IJM, Haxi E, Hammond J, Rauschenyat. Serine proteases of the human immune system in health and disease. Moll Immunal 2010, 47, 11-12, 1943-55, 33. Hull AZ, Kitchen SA, Weiss VM. The role of complement in cnidarianidina flagellate symbiosis and immune challenge in the sea anemone Aetasia pallida. Front Microbial 2016, 7, 519, 34. Kimura A, Sakaguchi E, Nonaka M. Multicomponent complement system of cnidaria, C3, BF, and MASP genes expressed in the endodermal tissues of a sea anemone, Nematostella victensis. Immunobiology 2009, 214, 3, 165-78, 35, Kale E, Bentledge B, Panky Ms, Odera R, Medina M, Plachetsky DC, et al. Phylogenomics provides a robust topology of the major cnidarian lineages and insights on the origins of key organismal traits. BMC Evel Bile 2018, 18, 68, 36, Siebert S., Anton Erksleben F., Bosch TCG. Cell type complexity in the basal metazone hydra is maintained by both fly stem cell-based mechanisms and transdifferentiation. Dev Bile 2008, 313, 1, 13-24, 37, Siebert S., Ferrell Yar, Kazat J.F., Abikun Y., Primakas, Schnitzler C.E., Julian O.C.E., Stem cell differentiation trajectories in hydra resolved at single cell resolution. Science 2019, 365, 6451, 9314, 38. Dubati Q, Datali A.A., Babinus L.S., Salinas Saavedra M., Rottinger E., Martindale M.Q., et al. In vivo imaging of Nematostella victensis embryogenesis and late development using fluorescent probes. BMC Cell Bile 2014, 1544, 39. Walensky F.S., Leiden M.J., Martindale M.Q., Gilmore T.D., Finity Jr. Characterizing the spatiotemporal expression of RNAs and proteins in the starlet sea anemone, Nematostella victensis. Nat Protet 2013, 8, 5, 900-15, 40, Koch B.J., Ryan J.F., Baxevenus A.D., The diversification of the limb superculus at the base of the metazoa increased subcellular complexity and promoted multicellular specialization. PLOS 1 2012, 7, 3E33261, 41, Treant D.A., Pearson W.R., Most partial domains in proteins are alignment and annotation artifacts. Genome Bile 2015, 16, 99, 42. Bateman A., Coyne L., Durbin R., Finn Rode, Hollich V., Griffiths Jones S., et al. The FAM protein families database. Nucleic Acids Res 2004, 32D138-41, 43, Peterson TN, Brunak S, von Heijgen G, Nielsen H. Signalt 4.0, Discriminating Signal Peptides from Transmembrane Regions, NAT Methods 2011, 8, 10, 785-6, 44, Pro A, Larsen B, von Heijgen G, Sonheimer L, Predicting Transmembrane Protein Topology with a Hidden Markov Model, Application to Complete Genomes, J. Molbile 2001, 305, 3, 567-80, 45, Ryan J. F., Dibias M. B., Philotical, Promoting Transparency and Overcoming Bias Through Publicly Posted, A Priori Methodological Protocols in Phylogenetics, Integer Comp Bile 2018, 58, 410, Babinus et al., Evo Devo, 2019, 1023, 46, Kalyanamurthy S., Min B. Q., Wong T. K. F., von Hieseler A., Germain L. S., Model Finder, Fast Model Selection for Accurate Phylogenetic Estimates, NAT Methods 2017, 14, 6, 587, 47, Nguyen L. T., Schmidt H. A., von Hieseler A., Min B. Q., IQ Tree, A Fast and Effective Stochastic Algorithm for Estimating Maximum Likelihood Phylogenies, Molbile Evel 2015, 32, 1, 268-74, 48, Stomaticus A. Raxmal version 8, A Tool for Phylogenetic Analysis and Post-Analysis of Large Phylogenies, Bioinformatics 2014, 30, 9, 1312-3, page 18 of 18, 49, Smith S. A., Dunn C. W., Phyotility, A Phyloinformatics Tool for Trees, Alignments and Molecular Data, Bioinformatics 2008, 24, 5, 715-6, Publisher's Note, Springer Nature remains neutral with regard to jurisdictional claims in published maps and institutional affiliations. Ready to submit your research? Choose BMC and benefit from fast, convenient online submission, thorough peer review by experienced researchers in your ELD, rapid publication on acceptance, support for research data, including large and complex data types, gold open access which fosters wider collaboration and increased citations, maximum visibility for your research, over 100M website views per year at BMC, research is always in progress. Learn more by MedCentral.com submissions.